It can be instructive to dig into those monthly government economic reports like the CPI to try to get a sense of what's going on under the hood, so to speak. And among the goods for which prices have indeed come down some are used cars. Fifth month in a row of falling prices last month. Used car prices now 3.3% lower than they were a year ago. Marketplace's Samantha Fields has that one.
Let's get one thing straight right off the bat. Used cars are still a lot more expensive than they were a couple of years ago.
You might remember, you know, it wasn't that long ago, we were seeing 30% year-over-year increases in used vehicle pricing.
Mike Wall is with S&P Global Mobility, a marketplace underwriter.
So this kind of erosion, not necessarily unexpected either. It's sort of the laws of gravity to some extent. You know, what goes up eventually will start to come down.
At least a little. Michelle Krebs at Cox Automotive says part of the reason that's happening now is that the cost of so much else has been going up.
Some used car shoppers have been pushed out because they have other priorities. Everything is costing them more, and so they're putting off buying a car perhaps because they've got heat to pay for and groceries have gone up.
Interest rates on used car loans have gone way up too, she says, which is also driving demand down.
Because the math just doesn't work for some people when you look at the monthly payment.
On the supply side, the number of used cars available has returned to a more normal level. Sam Fiorani at Auto Forecast Solutions says that change is visible.
It's interesting to drive by a car dealership and see used cars on the lot, whereas just a couple years ago, those lots were vacant. It was amazing to drive by a car dealership and not see cars out front.
But even though all that's helped bring prices down a bit, Fiorani says it's unlikely they'll drop all the way back to pre-pandemic levels anytime soon. I'm Samantha Fields for Marketplace.